Wednesday was a big day for Gioconda Olson. In fact, it was one of the biggest of Olson's life. After living in Santa Barbara County for more than a half century, it was the day she officially became a U.S. citizen.
Well, it was touchy. You give up your green card and then they give you a certificate that you're an American citizen. It was a little bit emotional, even though I had tears.
Olson was originally from Italy. Her husband, Vent, was from Denmark, but they've lived in Solvang for more than a half century. Vent became a U.S. citizen in the 1970s, but Gioconda made the move now because the law changed so she could have dual citizenship.
There was a way to get the dual citizen, and that was only possible, I think it's about 4 years ago. I could have a dual citizen.
More than 7,000 people took part in two citizenship ceremonies at the Los Angeles Convention Center. They included a number of people from the Central and South Coast, like Suze Glazebrook of Ojai.
A few years ago, my wallet got stolen with my original green card, which had expiry day 2026. And then after 9/11, George Bush changed things, so you had to renew it every 10 years, and that was coming up. So I thought, I think I need to vote.
Glazebrook is originally from New Zealand, but has lived in the U.S. for decades. She decided it was time to become a citizen.
I applied early February last year, and I had to print out the 100 questions. And in the last month, I have a good friend, and she would read them to me on the phone. Because when you read them, You remember them in a different way than when someone asks you a question.
She talks about the types of questions on the citizenship test.
What is the Constitution about? I forget the question, but it's like there are checks and balances between the three different branches, executive and the judicial and the legislative.
While they're the types of questions you'd find in a basic middle school civics class, many people who grew up here would be hard-pressed to answer them. But Glazebrook says the process has led her to want to learn more about our government system.
I'm not a fast learner, so I had to read it a lot. But actually, I'm actually very glad I've learned it. I feel now I understand a lot more of the jargon you hear on the news. So I feel like I need to borrow a few books.
One of the Ventura County woman's big motivations is to have a say about what's happening right now in Washington, D.C. She wasted no time after taking the Oath of Allegiance to get set up to vote. Could you actually sign up there on the spot?
Yeah, they were very smart. They were waving signs, vote, vote, vote.
It sounds like you're excited about that. You're excited about being able to vote for the first time.
I am.
Glazebrook admits actually going through the formal process of becoming a U.S. citizen was a stirring event. A little emotional?
Well, it was actually. I was sat right in the front row and there was a photographer photographing everyone. And, on one side I had a Guatemalan, on the other side an Egyptian. And there were 145 countries, people from 145 countries. It did get a bit emotional.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.